What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yesterday during our show, we had a Homeland Security expert call on in and tell us we should be on the lookout for some kind of a staged event to take the focus off of FBI Director Comey and his basically giving Hillary Clinton a get-out-of-jail free card. And that may be underway because apparently down in Louisiana, there's been another shooting of a black individual by two white police officers. Now, the story is the police were called because of a report of a man with the gun. They showed up. They got into a tussle. The man did have a gun. And the police, after fighting with this guy, shot him and killed him. Black Lives Matter is already out there saying that they're going to cause riots and destruction all over the city here because you can't kill a black man no matter what he's doing, just like you can't jail Hillary no matter what she's doing. So this may be it to try and give the media something to report on that isn't about the corruption at the highest levels of the federal government. And like other media distractions, it's not likely to gain a whole heck of a lot of traction. Now, getting on back to the massive amounts of vote fraud during the primary season, the clear bias by the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz in favor of Hillary, which is a violation of DNC rules. There are reports of major protests being planned for the Democratic convention. So it's going to be a little tit for tat. Both conventions are going to be extremely intense as they crown the Empress Hillary and try and find some way to get rid of Donald Trump here. Now, getting on back to Jeff Epstein, at one point when he was doing his negotiation for a plea bargain, because he got off really light for what he'd been doing with all those underage girls, and he got off very light. And one of the comments he made in his letter is that he co-founded the Clinton Foundation. And I wouldn't write that off too quickly, because we know the Clinton Foundation exists on multiple nations. There's a lot of secrecy, and there have been rumblings that the scandal involving the Clinton Foundation is far more wide-reaching than Hillary's email server, and that a lot of top-level people have been sharing in the corruption. It's a slush fund. And Epstein's claim would suggest that as well. All right, the other thing that has happened today is finally, after much waiting, the Chilcot report came out regarding Britain's entry into the war with Iraq. Not many new revelations in it. It does confirm and vindicate a lot of the observations we've been making. There are still some gaps. Now, a lot of the people who lost family in the Iraq War are seeing it as a vindication and a victory. And they're saying basically Tony Blair cannot be allowed to walk away to his merry life and his millions. But the report, in its own way, is still a bit of a whitewash. Because while they talk about Tony Blair exaggerating the danger from Saddam Hussein, they stop short of saying he lied. And they should have. Instead, they're in this sort of gray area of exaggeration. Now, the foreign press is reporting that the Chilcot report does suggest Tony Blair fabricated much of the claims used to sell the war. But the American media, interestingly enough, continues to use the phrase flawed intelligence. And the reason is obvious. George W. Bush was party to those very same lies. And the U.S. government doesn't want you knowing that they lie you into wars because more wars, based on more lies, are on the horizon. And by the way, happy 70th birthday to W. Now, interestingly enough, Tony Blair's letters to George W. Bush are to be released. They're public documents, communications from one head of state to another head of state. Interestingly enough, President George W. Bush's replies will not be made public. there's something in there as well. Do you know that from World War II, all of the communication between Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt has been declassified and made public with one exception? And that's a communication sent by Winston Churchill to Roosevelt December 6th, 1941. Still classified. A lot of history in those classified documents. Okay, so basically Blair is out there saying, I reject the conclusions, and nobody's listening to him anymore. Another story coming on out from the New York Times, no less. Chilcot Report on Iraq War offers devastating critique of Tony Blair. And again, it's a limited hangout. Oh, Tony Blair, he did some bad things. But they stop short of saying that the entire case for war was based on a lie. They just made it up to support the existing decision to go to war against Iraq. All right, I want to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates. They're just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the Chilcot Report, finally came on out. And while it wags its finger sternly at lots of individuals, it's still a bit of a whitewash because they're still pushing the idea that it was all a big mistake and flawed intelligence. And we know otherwise. There was the Downing Street memo in which they admitted they're fixing the propaganda around the agenda to go to war. And Blair's dodgy dossier was an outright fabrication. They stole most of it from a 12-year-old college thesis paper. It was hideously outdated. They lied to the people. By the way, Blair is insisting that the meeting between him and George Bush in Crawford, Texas, the year before the war began, never happened. It's part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. No, it's the labor conspiracy. It's the Tory conspiracy, whatever they're going to see here. And interestingly enough, story coming out of Washington's blog is reminding everybody that here in the independent media, we all knew Iraq did not have nuclear weapons. You were lied into the war. Now, interestingly enough, the Royal Navy Admiral Lord West has gone public saying he was told in 2002 to make plans to invade Iraq. Not too surprisingly, Lord West was not invited to give evidence to the Chilcot inquiry. It was a whitewash. Now, turning to the Brexit and its aftermath, on examination, it's turned out the vast majority of the signatures on the petition to redo the Brexit referendum have turned out to be fake. Manufactured computerized phantoms. There really is not a desire for a redo of the Brexit vote among the British people. Now, Angela Merkel has apparently decided that her nemesis in all of this nonsense is Jean-Claude Juncker. And she is now basically saying her goal is to oust him as head of the European Union. So it's nice to see them infighting against each other, I think. Barack Obama has announced that yet again, he is not going to keep his promise to return all of our troops from Afghanistan, and is saying that they're having to revise upward the number of U.S. troops who will remain there in Afghanistan. He broke his word again. And they're in Afghanistan to guarantee the oil is flowing to American oil companies and the opium is flowing to American drug lords. Okay, according to Anton Mazur, the leader of the Russian delegation to the Vienna talks on military security and arms, basically said NATO's actions are provoking risks and challenges to Russian security interests. That's absolutely true. Our media is saying Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. Russia is not the aggressor here. You don't see Russian troops massing on the north side of the border with Canada. You don't see Russian troops and weapons massing on the south side of the border with Mexico. You don't see Russian warships and warplanes tooling around the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of California. It's all NATO. It's all the United States massing on Russia's borders. We know who the aggressor is here and how desperate they are to get these wars going. Now, Israel's Netanyahu did his usual whining and arm twisting, and basically succeeded in watering down a report that was coming out about Israel's continued building of settlements. And Netanyahu succeeded in having the wording changed to remove the word illegal, which those settlements are. Those settlements are illegal under international law. And Israel used their various Israel firsters in all these different countries, United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia, to remove that word so that people reading that report don't understand these are criminal actions on the part of Israel. Turning to the economy, U.S. commercial bankruptcies soar 49% in 1 year. That's the worst since 2009, shortly after the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed. The European Union banks are crashing to crisis lows as the funding panic accelerates. Now, the Italian prime minister is out there saying the big problem that nobody wants to talk about is Deutsche Bank. Now, Deutsche Bank has been in the news a lot. They've been caught involved in various frauds and rigging. A lot of their executives have died under very suspicious circumstances. And the real elephant in the room is Deutsche Bank is currently holding $75 trillion with a T dollars in derivatives. That's 20 times more than Germany's gross domestic product, 5 times bigger than the entire economic output of the entire Eurozone. It's a disaster waiting to happen. It's that big, giant 11th marble getting ready to crash to Earth. Let's see, story coming out of Zero Hedge. It feels like 2008. Government bond yields signal something very nasty is coming. Treasury bond yields are at record lows right now. Even Goldman Sachs is out there saying there's going to be a sharp plunge in stocks in the next few months. And we're hearing a lot of the top investors are bailing on the traditional investments and they're going into hard assets like silver, gold, platinum, and tantalum. We're going to take a phone call here. Matt in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What can we help you with?
Oh, I was just thinking about the things that you were talking about and how to effectively create a plan to positively impact the United States and our people when, or our citizens, when it's so corrupt from the top down. And I don't know what to do, and I think that we should make a plan because you have very well articulated the issues, but we don't have a plan, and they will just kick us in the rear end. And
well, here's my plan. I do have a plan. Okay, the United States government does not have enough military people to forcefully coerce the entire 300 million population of the United States into doing what they're told. The way they're able to rule and control us is through lies, fraud, and deception. But when the public realizes it's all lies, fraud, and deceptions, they're simply going to stop cooperating. And I really do think that the United States government is heading into the dustbin of history the same exact way the former Soviet Union did. When the Samizdat exposed to the general population how much they were being lied to, and people stopped listening to the government, they stopped believing in the government, they stopped trusting the government, and it all came crashing down. Because they don't have the resources to force us to do what they want. They've been getting everything they want from the American people by lying to us. And when they lose the ability to lie with impunity, which is a victory for the independent media, it's just a matter of time before it comes crashing down. So my plan is, remember Gandhi.
Yeah.
Okay?
And in regards to the derivatives?
Yes.
Those are just pieces of paper. They don't matter.
They do.
The entire global economy is going to collapse. It's going to, because that debt in the fiat currency, as it's built up, is unsustainable and reckless and insane. And it's basically a printing press that will become buckets of, they don't even do cash anymore, so it'll be ones and zeros, but you know better than I do. I mean, it's not
They're going to inflate the value of the money to absolutely nothing, and the system is going to collapse. The derivatives are a big problem because the economic system is still trying to play by their own rules internally, and derivatives should have been regulated. Congress refused to do it when it was recommended, and it is. It's a crisis completely out of control. Nobody knows what the true derivatives exposure for the globe is. I've heard close to $250 billion, more than the planet is worth. And
I don't even know what $250 billion is. It seems to me like it's people on the Titanic jumping off. I don't understand what $250 billion is.
Well, it's a lot. Well, it's $1,000 trillion. Okay? And when you realize Deutsche Bank by itself is holding $75 trillion, you realize it's not that unreasonable a number for the global exposure to derivatives. And they're hideously destabilizing. But then the whole banking system was a Ponzi scheme, and it's unstable from the start. And even now, we've got the International Monetary Fund is admitting debt-based economies are unstable. The same thing I've been saying for year after year after year. I remember when I first wrote that article on the 11th Marble, some big shot on Wall Street wrote this big, long explanation of why I was absolutely wrong, and apparently hardly anybody read it because he was trying to hide behind jargon and his academic credentials.
Well, and if you say debt-based economies are unstable, that inherently implies that there is someone that is a creditor and someone who is borrowing the money, mm-hmm. and that means that they have control over you, and that's what
that's
they
exactly
do with
right.
the Federal Reserve. It's totally
insane. That's exactly
insane.
Right. That's why we fought a revolution to get rid of the Bank of England. Only 100 years ago, we had a corrupted president and a corrupted Congress sold us back into that same system of banker slavery. And what we're looking at right now is, in the past, when a nation with a private central bank collapsed, the other nations with private central banks would chip in to get them started back up again, keep the scam going. They've been running this scam on the human race for 300 years now. But because of globalism, because of those derivatives, when it comes down, it's all going to come down. And we need to be ready to stand up and say, no more private central banks ever, 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 ever.
I agree, and I think what is so misunderstood by people is that if the bank can print money and then
yes.
charge you interest, and that happened
yes.
in 1913, in the United States anyways.
It's happening to this very day. I mean, there was that Credit River mortgage foreclosure case. It's infamous. Wall Street likes to pretend it didn't happen. But a guy saved his own home from foreclosure by getting the bank to admit they just typed in a bunch of numbers in the computer to let him buy the house. There had been no due consideration.
That's representative of everything that they're doing on every single level. And at this time, I just find it embarrassing and unacceptable. If you just look at what is the real GDP of the United States, goods and services. I'm thinking like we have all of the resources that we need, and there is this group of people who are extracting wealth from us and keeping us in a slave class as serfs in a new medieval feudalism, which is totally unacceptable, and it's not going to continue.
I agree. Neo-feudalism. And feudalism is an older form of fascism, and it's just all about the money junkies wanting to own it all and renting it out to future generations of humans. Thank you for the phone call, Matt. Got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I was sitting there watching the news. They had Hillary out in Atlantic City standing behind one of Trump's closed casinos in Atlantic City, sitting there going, you can't trust Trump because he declared bankruptcy and all that stuff, yada, 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 yada. And it's like... And the thing is like, one thing I learned about, with Hillary and people in government, when something fails, they subsidize it. At least when Donald Trump, when he loses money on goes bankrupt, you know, he accepts responsibility.
Well, there's another factor. The reason Donald Trump's casinos got into trouble was the economic downturn, which was not his fault. Going to a casino, going to a hotel for a vacation, that's a luxury item, and Americans just didn't have that kind of money. And Donald Trump is a victim of the economic crash that was brought about by government policy. And Hillary's being very disingenuous to try and make it look like, you know, Trump is just a bad businessman. Trump was a victim of the economic realities of the time. As well, we all were.
I mean, and another thing, too, I don't know, the Democrat. Another thing I know is that the DNC convention, they make it look like the best thing since, like, having Snoop Doggy Dogg entertain at the Democratic National Convention.
Okay,
how low can they go? I thought black eyed peas, they go bad. That was bad enough.
Well, you know, how low can they go? Just as low as they feel they need to. That's unfortunately the reality of life today. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go back to the news here. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. The Russian Central Bank is now moving from U.S. dollars to Chinese yuan for their foreign currency reserves. They can see the writing on the wall. They want yuan-denominated assets. And they're looking to diversify, and they don't want to be tangled up with the U.S. dollar because it's starting to come apart. Now, the French government has just used an emergency measure to pass that labor bill through Parliament without an actual parliamentary vote. And they did that because nobody who's currently in the Parliament wants to be on record as having voted for it. It's absolutely hated by the French people. It's loved by the Eurocrats. It's just austerity in a different wrapper. And the French people are rising up literally by the millions to protest the ruling elite. And when you go to the story and you look at the photograph, it's an immense, immense crowd of very, very angry people. Now, this story is getting zero coverage here in the United States of America. They don't want you slaves getting uppity ideas about independence and freedom and not having to obey distant remote governments made up of primarily of bankers here. And the situation is about to ratchet up just a little bit more because Francois Hollande, well, the French government has basically passed their equivalent of an executive order to curb the French uprising. This is one step short of declaring martial law. So this is getting right to the brink of a new French revolution. And my sympathies are with the French people, obviously. Toyota is going to let go of 800 workers in Thailand. They're saying that sales of cars have just plummeted. They've got no place to put them. And by the way, if you look on TV commercials for car companies, those are amazing prices. You know, I'd love to buy a new car. But, you know, nobody's got money. So they lower the prices, and then they wonder why nobody can buy any cars. Well, because we lost our higher-paying jobs that were offshored to other countries. If you don't allow your people to earn decent wages and salaries, how dare you expect them to go on down to the store and buy whatever it is you're selling? Samsung has cut 55,000 jobs in the last 36 months. People aren't buying the new whiz-bang every few years. They're hanging on to their old equipment as much as they possibly can. A 14th Obamacare co-op has just collapsed. This is up in Connecticut. And they're basically saying they're not getting the federal funding they were supposed to. More when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about how the Connecticut Obamacare Health Co-op has collapsed. They're not getting the money they thought they were going to be getting from the federal government. This is now 14 out of 23 nationwide co-ops to shut down since they were created in 2014. There are only 9 still left out there. Now, a court has struck down one of the health care rules, and probably if you're like me, you're going to be delighted to hear this. Federal appeals court has ruled that consumers must be allowed to buy certain types of health insurance that do not meet the stringent standards of the Affordable Care Act, deciding that Obama's administration had gone way beyond the terms of federal law. In other words, you can buy certain types of health insurance that are not Obamacare compliant. Now, Obamacare has been a complete and unmitigated disaster, both in its overt purpose of providing affordable health care to the American people and in its covert purpose of generating vast profits and wealth for the health insurance companies, with the government getting a piece of the action in the form of taxation. So, now then, odd little article came on out. The Yahoo Finance editor-in-chief came on out with an article which basically said, we're suffering the effects of too much democracy. There's really too much of this will of the people thing. And he literally wrote an article saying it's time for the elites to rise up against the ignorant masses. Well, Mr. Yahoo editor-in-chief, I don't see myself as ignorant. I'm definitely part of the masses. And this kind of arrogance on display, I don't think is going to calm down the situation that we're seeing start to evolve in this country. So let's talk about immigration now. Migrants crossing the Mediterranean are increasing by 60% in a year. It's estimated 227,000 have arrived in Europe since the start of this year. We don't know how many of them are actually terrorist operatives working for ISIS, working for the U.S., working for Israel, because these people are not being vetted. Ukraine protesters are disrupting traffic to Poland over border controls ahead of the upcoming NATO summit. Everybody's unhappy. Everybody's unhappy. All right, now let's talk about what's going on here in the United States of America. As I mentioned earlier in the show, yesterday we got a call from somebody involved in Homeland Security saying we need to be prepared for some kind of a staged incident to lure the corporate media away from Hillary Clinton's get-out-of-jail-free card. And it may be manifesting down in Louisiana, where there's been a shooting of a black man by two white officers. Apparently it was justified. The guy did have a gun and was fighting back. But Black Lives Matter is out there saying, we're going to riot, we're going to destroy everything, we're going to, because you don't kill a black man no matter what he's done, just like you don't jail Hillary Clinton no matter what she did. And I'm not trying to give the police a clean slate here. They've killed at least 2,611 people since Ferguson, most of them under very, very questionable circumstances. Now, there's been another case involving a shooting, and this was down in Texas. A guy by the name of Gilbert Flores, 41, was shot dead in the front yard of his parents' home by two Bexar County deputies who justified the shooting, saying that he lunged at them with a knife. And the grand jury refused to indict based on their story. Unfortunately, a video shot from across the street surfaced, showing Flores with his hands in the air, not holding a knife, being shot and killed by the police officers from 20 feet away. Now, are we dealing with the aftermath of all these Israeli security companies training our police? Are we dealing with the aftermath of police who are on these prescription antidepressants? Because there was a study done down in Florida showing that police consume far more of these dangerous medications than the average American. And right now, the average usage of antidepressants is 25% of the population are on these medications. And it just came out, I think we reported it yesterday. It doubles your risk of suicide, which doesn't sound like what you would expect an antidepressive drug to do. But if you go over to SSRIstories.org, you will see hundreds and hundreds of documented cases of perfectly normal people being put on these medications by their doctors and then immediately exhibiting weird behavior. We know that Omar Mateen down in Orlando, shortly before this whole false flag at the Pulse Club, was doing web searches on psychosis. Was he put on these medications? Were they messing up his head? Was he getting worried that it was him and not the medication? Because most people, when they have adverse reactions to prescription psychiatric medication, they can't believe the doctor or the pharmacist made a mistake. It has to be them. So, speaking of drugs, interesting article over at Blacklisted News. Why the war on drugs is a huge failure. And it is. And it's put a lot of people in jail. It certainly hasn't stopped the drug problem. And the reason for that is quite simple. The war on drugs is a war on the competition's drugs. To maintain a drug monopoly in this country to maximize profits. And the drug lords of this nation use the U.S. government as their button men, as their enforcers, to go on down and say, you're not allowed to sell drugs in our TOIF. You're not allowed to do that. Bad things going to happen to you if you're selling your drugs on our TOIF. And we know the U.S. government has a long history of involvement with illegal drugs. You know that Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University? Its official name is the Russell Trust. And the Russell family fortune was made selling opium to Great Britain, who then turned around and sold it to China. Britain literally fought a war with China over their right to turn the Chinese people into opium addicts. And that's where the Skull and Bones money comes from. Drug money. Now, I will grant you, at the time the Russell family was doing this, what was politely called the China trade, it was a legal crop in this country. But you know, when you make a fortune with an illicit substance, the first thing you do is you get it banned so that nobody else can compete with you. Prohibition was another good example of that. Prohibition created an instant market for bootleg alcohol. The money was so great, it literally changed the American political class. That's how the Kennedys came to power. Old Joe Kennedy was a rum runner. And once they'd settled in with their new treasures, they allowed prohibition to be repealed so that up-and-comers couldn't use the same means to challenge their wealth and power. It's the politics of contraband. Now, along the way with this war on drugs, there's a lot of harm being done. And one is that this idea on marijuana being banned, it's bad. I'm old enough to remember when they were showing Reefer Madness in school classrooms, which is a very laughable piece of propaganda. And now we're finding out marijuana has some major medical qualities to it. The big pharmaceutical companies are trying to figure some way they can patent it so they can sell it to you rather than have you grow it in their backyard. But there's a new study out showing that marijuana can actually reverse the effects of Alzheimer's disease. And that would be a really good thing. But of course, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about that. They want you to buy their medications for Alzheimer's disease. It's removing from you the choice over what you're going to put in your body and what you're not going to put in your body. That's what it's really all about. Now, as you know, there is a major fight going on regarding vaccine truth, vaccine safety, freedom of speech. We know that the movie Vaxxed was pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro was literally threatened by the festival's financial backers. They would pull their money out unless he killed the film. And he did. And it's very obvious he feels very bad about that, because he's out there talking about people seeing this movie, and it is being screened at various places around the country. You have to hunt it down, though. Nobody in Big Pharma wants you to see this movie at all. And now De Niro, who himself has a child who became autistic after that big slug of multiple vaccines, says there has to be a discussion, and he's absolutely right. And now he's getting ready to produce his own film. But there's another one. Was produced in Europe, shot in Britain, Germany, Belgium, and Italy. It's called Man-Made Epidemic, and it has also been the subject of censorship and vilification. This film was scheduled to be shown at a major film festival in London, and pressure was brought to bear on the film festival organizers, and they yanked it from the lineup. Can you tell that big pharmaceuticals have something they're hiding from you, something they're scared about? So Man-Made Epidemic is an important film, and it is now available for viewing online. It's a pay-per-view, $9 a screening. And it has whistleblowers from inside the industry saying this is all a big, giant scam to make money. They didn't want to waste their time trying to make money off of sick people. Sick people have a bad habit of dying, at which point the money stops, and even worse, you get lawsuits. So the big business model is selling medicines to perfectly healthy people. And our modern pharmaceutical industrial complex, if you will, is operating on the same moral level as the traveling Wild West medicine show. They roll that wagon into the middle of the town. They crank down that backstage. They have a hoochie-coochie girl do a little dance to draw everybody in. And then the pitch man goes on out and says, out there on the far side of the Great Plains, there's a plague laying waste to the Native Americans, and it's a-coming this way. And it will devastate and ruin your lives unless you buy a bottle of Dr. Mike's Fixums. So he sells these little glass bottles full of pepper oil, takes his money, and skedaddles. People in the town drink the pepper oil, think they're protected from a non-existent illness, and they go home happy. And that's how modern pharmaceutical companies work. The difference is that in many, many cases, demonstrably, what is in those little bottles is harmful. It's poorly tested. Apparently, nobody ever actually tested what happens when you mix these vaccines together in a multiple shot, and now they're finding out it causes problems. Those are very dynamic chemicals in there. They interact with each other. Plus, you're getting the adjuvants from all eight vaccines at once. No wonder kids are coming down with spiking fevers and autism and sudden infant death syndrome. It's even on the package insert. Yes, this vaccine could actually kill your kid. But if your kid dies, we're going to claim that you shook him to death and put you in jail. That's the way they operate. Now, here in Hawaii, a little bit of good news. Down on Kona, there is a couple who used to own a coffee plantation. They've had to sell it for financial reasons. The wife was using Monsanto Roundup heavily and came down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is turning out to be a common event with people exposed to glyphosate. Remember, the World Health Organization came on out and said glyphosate is a probable carcinogen. So this Kona coffee grower sued Monsanto for the medical costs involved with her non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto came on into the court and said, this is ridiculous. They're getting this off the internet and all those tinfoil hat wearing kooks. You can't believe a thing they say. The judge didn't listen to them. Rejected the motion to dismiss. The lawsuit is moving forward. I'm still trying to track this couple down and get them on the show. But all of their existing contact information is now obsolete. But I am trying to find them and get them on the show. Because, you know, they're Kaminer. They're local. Next island, big that way. And that Kona coffee is wonderful, wonderful stuff. When we look at how corrupt our government has become, which FBI Director James Comey put on full display yesterday, you begin to understand why large corporations are allowed to sell dangerous, ineffective, unsafe products with the government's blessing. Because it's all about the money. It makes money. That makes it okay. As long as it makes money, it's good. If it's costing us money, it's bad. Health and safety of the people, who cares? The sicker they are, the more money we make off of them. Go ahead and poison the heck out of them. They don't have a right to be healthy or keep their own money. Now, if you are the user of an Android phone, you need to be on the lookout. There is a malware, advertising malware, called Humming Bad. It originated from China. It apparently came from a known online advertising company that previously had a good reputation, but they decided to step across that line into the dark side. And so far, this malware has infected 10 million Android devices. It pops up ads that you do not want. It gets your contact information for more advertising, targeted advertising. And, of course, it runs down your battery and uses up your CPU cycles. And, unfortunately, on Hummingbird, at this point, it's virtually impossible to detect other than by its symptoms. And right now, the only possible way to get rid of it, because it's a rootkit, is you have to factory reset your phone, which means backing up everything onto your personal computer and hitting reset and getting back to that generic out-of-the-box phone, then reinstalling everything. It's a little frustrating and a little angering. And again, where is the National Security Agency, which is supposed to be protecting our computer infrastructure? And by the way, you probably have noticed the volume of scamware and emails and all this stuff has just gone right through the roof lately. Somebody's declared open season on the American people. And I'm not happy about that either. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And to Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open if you want to call in and talk about Hillary or the FBI or any of this other stuff. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, interestingly enough, there's a chain of inquiry that's starting to open up. And it began with Dave Hodges' Common Sense Show talking about how FBI Director James Comey, while he was with HSBC, is reported to have been overseeing the laundering of drug money. And now there's a new dimension added to that story coming out of 21st Century Wire, saying that during Loretta Lynch's confirmation hearing to be Attorney General was her handling of the HSBC money laundering case, where basically, while she was U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, allowed HSBC to avoid criminal prosecution of bank officers and other employees. HSBC did admit to the money laundering, paid a hefty fine. So you can see the pattern that's emerging. All these people are tied together by drug money. Now, we know the Clintons got their political start down in Arkansas, where then-Governor Bill Clinton sat at the north end of the Iran-Contra gun and drug-running pipeline. Guns without serial numbers were being manufactured by various companies in Arkansas. They were paid with official Arkansas checks from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority that were listed as business loans, but then zeroed out. And the guns were smuggled down to Nicaragua by smuggler pilots like Barry Seal. And on the return trip, they brought in tons and tons of cocaine to be sold to your children. And they all got very, very, very rich. So now we're looking at the fact that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And all these people seem tangled up in that same drug money matrix. And I think we need to look at that because, again, the real big scandal is over at the Clinton Foundation. It's not the email server. It's that Clinton Foundation and all the money that has vanished into that. That's untraceable. I think that foundation is the core of the Clinton scandals. And when you look at other countries that have fallen under the control of drug lords, you begin to understand why FBI Director Comey gave Hillary Clinton a pass yesterday. We'll be right back.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.